You're listening to Tin Pod Radio. This is Nick Brokenshire from the Once and Future Queen.
Episode we own anyways.
I'm sure it'll go to 6 or 7.
Oh no, Netflix sucks. Most of those Japanese teas aren't sweet, cause you know we're the only dumb fucks that put tons of sugar in everything.
That's the truth, though. It tastes good though.
Why are you buying that at Hello Kitty bullshit when you get ready to go to Noritomi?
I said that too. I said I bet you could get it at Noritomi.
Cause I wanted it. Look at her, she's cute.
Netflix is app for like the biggest streaming program there is. Netflix's app is fucking so slow.
Well, also our Roku was like 3 versions behind.
I was gonna say I feel like mine's okay.
That's not my problem.
It
it's
works
his problem.
Pretty good on that TV. That's human.
Oh, does it on the smart TV? You
it's
say
pretty, it's pretty
the
good.
The smart TV.
I was watching stuff on it the other day.
Mar was all impressed. She said,
but earlier I was watching Beauty and the Beast on it.
They have it on Netflix?
No, it's on Vudu.
Oh, I like that. I forgot it had Vudu.
Vudu!
And I took the digital copy out of the library copy. I got Aladdin 2, I just need Little Mermaid, and then I'm 3 for 3.
I need Lion King. I've been dying.
You know what? I think that another, like a Diamond Edition or some shit is coming out soon.
Good, because I've been waiting. Oh, it's one of my favorites. I want to hear Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Can you feel the love tonight?
In the movie, I mean.
I like Hakuna Matata.
I like the entire soundtrack. Every time Penelope walks out, I'm like... Penelope is Scar.
Oh, she's the Scar.
Every time I think of Penelope, I think of Penelope pit stop from, like, Wacky Racers.
My brother made a video with her and put the music of Scar to it, so it's just so her. It's so her!
She's a bad bitch.
You mean the rapey line?
She's like, I'm surrounded by idiots. Mark. Did we start?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. So
pretty.
It's gonna be weird when these kids hit puberty.
It's weird when any kid hits.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, you know.
I'm happy you're home.
I don't know what episode we're on. Brian?
I didn't see. I just started it.
This is the worst podcast ever.
Did you start recording?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Guys, it's Lucas. I think he's in trouble.
It's Lucas.
Oh no, this is where Lucas becomes like fucking Rambo and he comes to the rescue, right?
And this is the one where they dip her in the sensory deprivation pool thingy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck you, I didn't need a description. Bye.
They call up that Ernest teacher and they're like, how does this work?
And he says, the curiosity. Whatever the curiosity door.
Don't kill her! The mad hens are coming.
Would you get my soda?
The bad men, dumbass. What?
Would you get my soda? I forgot it.
Fuck you.
I'm still waiting for my soup to be not scalding. I put it for 4 minutes. Why did I just...
Where is your soda, bro?
It's in the refrigerator.
It's in the refrigerator.
See, she knew.
How am I supposed to fucking know that?
Well, I know.
I don't know.
Where else does soda go?
Everybody else knew.
Well, is he home? Maybe you could ask him. Sorry.
I can't eat while drinking alcohol, so I'd have something else.
Wait, you can't eat while you're drinking alcohol?
No, I don't like the taste of alcohol with food. So if I got like a mixed drink, I'd
like the taste of alcohol, whatever.
No, you don't. You don't even drink that much. You're such a fucking lightweight now.
Give me my drink.
Damn.
But I love me some fire whiskey.
Oh, me too. With a banger sub. And chips. Is that what they call it?
Dustin's so dramatic.
Yeah,
we need to leave now.
We should go Universal next month.
We're going this month.
We're going at the end of the
for
month.
For a celebration of Harry
Is
Potter.
Is it after I get my teeth? Because I want to eat all the food.
It's on the 27th, or the 29th.
It's after I get my teeth.
When do you get your teeth? I thought you get your teeth in February.
Yeah. No, I get on. They changed it and moved it up a month.
When?
I get on this 19th? Month. Yeah, like the
19th. Yes, it'll be well after you get your teeth. 10 days after you get your teeth.
I'm gonna eat all the fucking food.
He's gonna be like fucking Dudley.
I'm gonna have like burritos in my pockets when I walk around.
You're gonna be like the comic book guy on The Simpsons when he rolls out of that Taco Bell with a wheelbarrow full of tacos.
Ready for the Doctor Who marathon.
This is adequate sustenance for the Doctor Who marathon.
Oh my god, oh my god.
I just love their walkie-talkies. I don't know, like that's a detail that really like gets me every time I watch this. I just love that they're on their bikes. And I like that the sheriff, he's like, a kid's bike is like a BMW to them or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I just, like, because that's how I was when I was little. It was like, we were on our bikes and we were outside, like, getting into mischief from, like, sunup to sundown.
Do you remember the movie Now and Then?
Yes.
And they had walkie-talkies, too.
Oh, I love it.
It was like an 80s kids thing. Well, I think they were in the 70s.
I just stayed in my bedroom and never went outside. There was plenty of summers when I never left my bedroom. Except for to get food and shit.
What did you do?
I just read and watched TV.
See, I got
into
mischief.
Me too. I did terrible things.
Great things, but terrible things.
Exactly.
Oh, the shit. She fucking flips a van with her mind.
She flipped a fucking van. And they're like, holy fuck.
I love how Dustin just absolutely loves her powers, and he's just like all the time. She's our friend, and she's crazy! They're hiding in the junkyard now.
A good place to hide.
It just looks like somebody's backyard where I'm from.
My dad went to the junkyard to find parts for his car, and he had to go all the way to Titusville because nobody has Saturns anymore.
Oh, holy shit!
Holy shit!
We missed it. I mean, that was awesome.
I love Lucas and his headband.
Me too.
Came to the rescue. Now they're making up.
Everything.
And that's why he looks on his Funkos like that.
Oh, I love it! I need a Lucas Funko.
Friends don't lie.
Friends don't lie.
She's such a good little actress. Like,
the best. The best one on the show.
I know she's been in a few things, but like... She's still, like, new and stuff, you know, so.
I think she deserved the nomination for the Golden Globe.
Did
which
she get
she,
one?
No, she did not. Winona got one, which she also deserved it, but.
Yeah, Winona was really good.
Eleven deserved one, too. I think it got Best Drama and Best Actress.
Isn't her name, like, Bobby Brown or something?
Millie.
Bobby Brown.
No, it's, like, Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown?
Something.
Bobby Brown is like...
I know who Bobby Brown is, I was just saying.
Oh, I was going to say Whitney Houston's daughter, but that was also wrong anyway.
It's her husband.
Yeah. But the daughter was Bobby.
Well, like, one of them's Bobby with a Y and one of them's Bobby with an I.
Yeah. The daughter has the I. Glad we got that squared away.
That was an important detail.
Relevant.
I love the song My Prerogative. It's
so we are
awesome.
On Chapter 7, The Bathtub.
Britney Spears sings a remake of it.
Does she?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear that.
I like it better than the original, to be honest.
I'd like to hear that.
I feel like my favorite Britney song is Toxic.
I don't know.
I love
so many Britney songs.
It was catchy as fuck. I don't know. I mean, I have several of her CDs.
Isn't this the one they played in Doctor Who that one time?
Yeah.
Jesus, what happened? Why is he wearing handcuffs?
Because he fucking had a gun.
I wonder if my chili's ready to eat.
The what?
You heard her, take them off.
Chili. I have to get up. And I have to move.
Yeah, her name's Millie Bobby Brown.
I think her name was Millie. How adorable.
Isn't she British?
Yeah. I love the video of, like, when she gets her head shaved, and she's, like, this happy kid, and then, like, she's in 11 mode, like, instantly.
I need a haircut, speaking of it. I need to shave my head again.
To shave of the face, to trim of the beard.
Yeah, but I'm losing my hair, so I'm like, I'm looking like a monk.
The lip beyond a repair. To shave of the face. Always appropriate.
Yep. Now I'm going to want you to sing that on the episode of Talking With
Mario. I just did. I just sang it.
No, on the episode of your podcast.
I've been listening to You're Welcome, so I'm going to have the words down for that soon.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Does anyone want a Hawaiian roll?
I'll take a Hawaiian roll. I'll take a Middle Eastern roll. Any kind of roll you got.
I love bread.
There's one left for you, Mar, if you want.
I would like one. Thank you.
You can't let her near a Hawaiian roll. They'll disappear.
It's like I would have eaten all four, but
all day, every day, without stopping.
Bread makes you fat.
Bread makes you fat?
What? Bread makes you fat?
I would have eaten them all if I didn't share. I thought I'd be hospital.
Mara usually doesn't share.
You're very hospital. Thank you.
I'm going to get that old fucking shirt and give it to both of you. You're welcome.
Because you're super hospital, Brian.
We need to be hospital.
I don't understand. You think my son is hiding this girl?
What happened to her,
man? We just need to know if you've seen him. No.
I like how Mike's dad's only concern is, like, what happened to her hair?
I know, right?
Like, why the fuck she bald and look like a boy? Fuck you and your gender norms. Although, almost everybody, when they find out she's a girl, is like, oh, you poor thing. But then when they think she's a boy, they're like, you troublemaker.
Uh-huh. Society.
You got the long stick up on that one, boy.
But you can't tell us why? And you want, you expect me to remain but calm?
You gotta be calm. You got 80s hair. It takes you like 30 years to put
keep
it together.
Keep calm and have 80s hair.
That needs to be on teacher.
Mm-hmm. I understand how upsetting this is. I wish we could tell you more. But I can tell you that your son, Michael, is in real danger. We want to help. We will help you. I'll give you my word.
But in order it just got super quiet. And everyone's eating.
I didn't even notice.
That's
I was
what
thinking about how
for.
Dank this chili is.
Is that dank good or dank bad?
Yeah, like really good. It's dank doesn't mean bad.
So
it can be. If you're in the back of the club and somebody lets one really bad, that's dank.
Yeah. I was reading a thing today and it appealed to my
interest. Whoa. You were reading today?
Yeah. I didn't know
but you're a librarian. I didn't know y'all read.
A librarian.
Mm-hmm.
Barbarian librarian.
That's right.
So what happened?
Apparently this woman had been praying to a statue, like a little figure, and she thought it was a really religious figure for years and years and years. It was accidentally Elrond from Lord of the Rings.
Amazing.
Like, right. I
prayed to my Doctor Who figures every morning.
I'd pray to them before I pray to half the shit I hear about. My favorite thing is the tweet from God that's like, LOL, remember when I got pissed and drowned everyone?
Love it. Oh, they're fugitives now.
Mm-hmm.
They are on the run and now the fucking helicopters are coming.
Not sure I knew the word fugitive at their age.
I did, because there was a TV show about it. It's called The Fugitive.
I thought it was a movie.
The movie's based on the TV show.
Literally, the only thing I remember from that is, like, fucking jumping off the waterfall thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing I remember from that movie.
Remember that sequel they made?
Oh, no, he's all like, I didn't do it. And Tommy Lee Jones is like, I don't care.
No, he said it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, whatever.
Paraphrase.
Remember they made that sequel of Tommy Lee Jones' character and he was after like Damon Wayans? Just it was called like the Marshal or something like that.
Oh know. Yeah, U.S. Marshal or something.
I did not watch enough TV and movies.
I'm sorry that I assaulted someone and a police officer.
Well, the original...
This is like Lilo's apology. I'm sorry that I punched you and kicked you and bit you and pulled your hair. Apology not accepted.
I love Lilo.
That's basically me apologizing when people don't like cut my road online.
I thought you were usually like, Will Smith don't have to cuss in his album.
So fuck you.
And fuck him too.
That's usually what I say, actually. That or I'm like,
Will Smith don't have to cuss in his rap to sell records.
Or I respond with, like, buy my book. Usually when trolls send me stuff, I'm like, just, I send them a link saying, buy my book. And they get really mad. They're like, stop trying to advertise to me. And then I'm like, buy my book.
This cop is a fucking asshole, though.
Is he the one that was like bitching about Nancy?
Yeah, he's like, is that after you put your clothes on?
Yeah, he's a dick.
The only thing I don't like about this part, by the mom going there, she's basically saying this girl's got psychic powers and she hurt my son.
She didn't say that. She just said that the girl broke his arm.
Yeah.
So you're admitting your son got beat up by a girl?
Well, that's what she's saying the cops were making fun of them for. Those are harmful gender norms, Brian.
Exactly, Brian. Shame on you.
I feel shame. I'm going to go whip myself in the corner.
Do that.
Let me take my nook. It's got porn on it, so I can enjoy it. Look at that face being over there right now.
Kevin.
It's always with pornography with him.
He always has to take it to the next level. $1.20. Don't worry, I'll need more than aspirin. Did you just buy pills for $1.20?
Sounds like aspirin.
Oh.
In 1985.
I don't think it would be $1.20 then. I think it would have been.
I thought
like
he was like buying Adderall or something.
I just love how all of a sudden he's like, I'm a good guy. After I got the shit beat out of me. What's
your
problem, man?
You're both assholes. That's my problem.
You are also an asshole, Steve.
He looks like garbage right now.
It's like, Steve, you were the leader of the assholes. Uh-huh. What the fuck are you talking about?
I fucking hate Steve. I'm sorry. Like, I can't.
I don't forgive you, Steve.
I just have one thing to say to that. Steve Hope!
A slap with a heart of gold.
I told you to watch your mouth. Hey! I don't know what's gotten into you, man.
She's not even a slut.
Get out of my face. What? You're gonna find me now too, huh? You're gonna find me now too? Because you couldn't take Jonathan Byers.
Which
is why I wouldn't recommend
that. You can take Jonathan Byers. If this was an 80s movie, they would have had a ski off or something right now.
I hate that guy, but at least he owns that he's an asshole. Unlike
Steve actually shit. Like, fuck you.
When somebody's trying to attack you and you're in your car, run them the fuck over.
Oh my god, my mom does this thing.
She runs people over.
No, if we're backing out of the driveway or something and she's standing there, she likes to go like this, ow, and pretend like you ran her over. Yeah, she's such a troll.
It reminds me of that movie Curly Sue, remember?
My dad is there.
Or her and her dad, like, act like they're getting hit by cars and stuff like that. The daughter goes behind the car. No, the dad goes behind the car. It's like with James Belushi. And, like, they'll hit the back of the car, and then the girls start screaming, you hit my dad! You hit my dad!
That's
and
amazing.
They're like, they get money and shit for it.
Now they know it's a real government experience, conspiracy.
No,
I need you to think.
I feel like I'm saying that to people at work like all the fucking time. I need you to think for like 2 seconds.
I don't know where he is, but I think I know the last.
Now we gotta go ask the Ouija board.
Shut up. Spying ass bitch.
Oh my gosh, wait, I have a thing.
I like how Nancy walked into her house and looked around and was like, man, this place looks weird.
Apparently in Kansas, the police are trying to subpoena somebody's Alexa records because they think that it might have recorded the people talking about committing a crime.
Dude, Alexa's a spy. Did you hear about that little girl who ordered cookies and a dollhouse from Alexa?
Well, one of my coworkers was saying that apparently, like, their bird, like, was able to mimic the voice enough to, like, trigger Alexa, and she walked in the room and it was like, confirm your shopping cart.
Yeah, I got her for my dad, and she's pretty badass, but it's kind of scary how she's, like, always listening.
You know what scares me is that fucking Amazon one-click order thing.
Yeah, I do that sometimes, and I'm like, no.
Look, there's going to be some weird shit ordered if I'm not careful.
Especially if you're drunk. You're going to get all the dildos.
We'll get those zombie dildos like Warren Ellis posted at one time. Remember I showed those to you?
I've stopped clicking on things that you send me from his website.
The zombie dildos were cool, though.
I don't click on stuff from his website anymore, okay?
Why?
Because it is definitely not safe for work.
I don't believe in saying not safe for work, because,
but
don't
Brian,
be on your fucking computer at work, okay?
How else am I supposed to malinger at work?
You know this is being recorded.
Everybody does it. Everybody does it.
Dude, the chili was so good.
Was it dank?
It was pretty damn dank.
How do you spell dank?
D-A-N-K.
I want to help.
I should have gotten the cornbread.
Fuck you, Steve.
Steve Holt.
Oh, wow. Disney World is canceling its half marathon and kids races this
Good.
Saturday.
Sorry, Sarah. No
due,
marathon for you.
Due to poor weather.
Good.
Those things are too expensive anymore.
And you don't even get, like, to go into the park, like, for the park. You only get to run the race.
Yeah, and it's like $75.
Yeah.
And the only person I've known that's ran it is that plot, Sarah.
We thought about doing it.
I'm not running. Fuck that.
Edit out where we talk smack about somebody.
Why? She doesn't listen to Brian's podcast.
If she did, I just have one piece of advice. If you're going to act like you're homeless and eat out of dumpsters and stuff, do me a favor and also throw yourself off a fucking bridge.
Mar, you're too PC right now.
Will you stop pacing?
It's been way too long.
We're gonna be the death of Mar.
Maybe
okay. The Orlando Sentinel spelled lightning with an E.
Lightning?
Yep.
Dude, I've seen so many newspapers that are spelling things wrong. Like, I feel like it's gonna hurry to get their story.
I sometimes don't spell lightning with the N, like the first N.
Lighting?
Yeah, I always spell lighting.
That is a big difference, lighting versus lightning.
When I'm typing, a lot of times I type it lighting instead of lightning.
Yeah,
I'll
need
right, like, it doesn't have an E.
It's like
right?
Government. Like, government, sometimes I don't spell it with the first N, and it's like, you know, it's government.
Government. Yeah.
Government.
Because when I say it, it sounds like government.
Can I just say, like, when I see, like, professional publications with, like, grammatical and spelling errors in it.
Florida Today.
It makes me question, like, whether or not I know the rules. Because I'm like, wait, is that, wait, what?
You no. Let me tell you how bad, here's the
I'm
example.
I'm like, no, I know my rules.
Yeah,
here's the
say,
perfect,
I never question it because I know the rules.
The perfect example, it shows you Florida Today is the worst newspaper in the world. It's a, go. I got a job interview as a copy editor there once. That shows you how bad it is.
You got an interview, didn't you? You didn't get hired.
Yeah, but I almost got hired. That's bad enough. Actually, the only reason why I don't think I didn't get hired later, because they wanted me to come back for an interview, is like, they don't get paid for
oh
shit.
Oh my gosh, this article says the announcement.
Oh, I got a job offer, by the way, today.
For what?
You probably shouldn't name it on here.
Yeah, I ain't going to name it on here, but somewhere.
Okay.
Mark,
tell us.
Me where the job offer.
Oh, I'm not going to take it anyway. So it was from SpaceX to work on their thing on base.
Really? Some guy I fucked from Tinder worked for them.
That's staying in the podcast right there.
Good job.
And that's going to be the title of this podcast. That guy got fucked from Tinder.
Anyway, when that, I stopped talking to him for like months, and when that rocket blew up or whatever.
Well, it's not the guy I work with.
When that rocket blew up, I was like, bro, did you do that? And that was the only text I'd sent him. I'm like, hey.
But Tina, next thing you know, you're blowing up rockets.
Failure to launch.
Literally.
But yeah.
Wait, I have to say this. The other thing says the announced was made about 7 p.m. Friday night.
Who said that? Florida?
The announced. No, Orlando Sentinel.
Wow.
Okay. Y'all.
y'all.
Let's get back to the fact that Tina's on Tinder.
No, I was. Okay.
Well, let's get back to Stranger Things, because now the younger kids are trying to explain the upside down to the grown-ups.
Most importantly, we haven't talked barely anything about Stranger Things.
You know, the last episode of this was like, are we actually watching the show?
No, I thought that was we'd paid attention.
I thought, I have a question. Does anybody actually listen to this podcast?
Yes.
Oh.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why not?
Oh, people listen to yours. I don't know why.
I'm delightful.
I'm delightful. I think that's why people come to these. Mm-hmm.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Can we play video games next time?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, because there ain't nothing makes a great podcast like video media.
Well, then get your blogging empire going, Chris Hardwick.
Well, I gotta get my teeth, because right now I look worse than Buckhead on the TV right now.
The brother, Jonathan.
I didn't have to get
he's
up.
He's fucking ugly.
Mark, get up.
No,
get
I will get up.
Why don't you get it?
But my body hurts.
I'm busy.
Oh, she's trying to tap into the upside down. I feel so bad for 11. Like, she's clearly got, like, PTSD and is traumatized.
I only have a question. Sure. In season 2, are they going to talk about 1 through 10?
I don't think it's good to talk with your mouth full when you're doing a podcast.
It's going to... No. It's going to be, like, on Disney Channel when they had the Lilo and Stitch cartoon and they had the other 625 experiments. Because, you know, he's 626.
Yeah.
So they're going to have, like, 1 through 10.
By the way, it's not a big deal to talk with your mouth full of food.
When you gobble cock, it is.
That's a big turn off when somebody's gobbling cock and they start trying to talk during it. No.
Who does especially that? After the person goes.
Who does that?
Oh, when they do that, like, and it drains out their mouth and shit. That is
like that joke, like, Minnie Driver does in Good Will Hunting. Give us a kiss! She's got, like, soda dribbling out of her mouth.
What's the movie where the girl's like...
I gotta admit, like, I was, like, young when I saw the movie, didn't understand it.
What's the movie where, like, the girl's walking, and she's like, I just had sex because it's draining down my leg?
For A Good Time Call.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Have you seen that movie, really Tina? For A Good Time Call. Look it up. It's a good movie. It's funny.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
What?
Melted plastic and microwave bubble gum.
No. Really?
Quit mansplaining horror films.
Ah, yeah, right?
Ugh. He wasn't mansplaining it.
She's all...
He's a man explaining.
No, she didn't know it. Mansplaining is when men try to think that they're explaining better something that the woman already knows.
Mark, quit mansplaining.
I was
mansplaining.
Like when the mouth-breathing nerd boys come at me, like...
Mara sent me a thing today, and she was
and
talking about
they
it's
fucking,
the widest thing
they fucking
in the world.
Tell me that orcs are humans. Like, fuck you, orcs are goblins, okay? Like, fuck
I
you.
I like how she leaned forward towards the computer
fuck
so
you.
It would sound
it was
louder.
Super important. Orcs are fucking goblins, okay? Like, they are not humans.
What was the fucking thing you told me today? You was watching,
I wanted to smash his face with
Chris Hardwick.
I'm
like,
he was on Kelly Ripa.
Yeah, and she was like, no, it's the widest show ever.
It was peak whiteness, okay?
She was so mad.
And I told
I
her,
hate
my,
both of
my
them.
Answer to her back when I was at work was like, quit white-splaining her.
No, you said don't white shame.
Okay, white shame. Whatever.
White-splain.
Are you going to go all 14 words on me or what?
14 words?
That stupid thing the Aryan Nation's got where it's like, we will, like, protect and, like, extend the white nation or, you know, like, whatever. Those fucking assholes. Fuck you. Anyway, back to Stranger Things. Now they're trying to, like, figure out how to make sensory deprivation.
You know, you say it, like, 3 times an episode, and then it's like...
Somebody's gotta keep on point.
Yeah.
There's always money in the banana stand.
We should podcast that.
Oh, can we please? I haven't seen it in so long.
They had, at the comic book store, they had a Never Nude Tobias Funko.
Oh my god, I need one!
I was like, oh shit, yo.
I'm gonna now rip it. I have ADD, I'm sorry.
ADD people?
Back to this.
I just love when they call up the, like, the science
teacher. Oh my
god,
it's my favorite.
Know, like, they just emotionally manipulate him. So hardcore. But he's, like, you know, he's their friend. Like, he's that
they
friend
teacher. They cock-blocked the shit out of him, though.
They did.
Didn't that teacher just get busted down here for, like,
yep.
Instagramming
yep.
their
yeah.
kids or
he
something?
He was trying to, like, solicit sex, too.
Pathetic.
Yep.
Was he in Vieira or Palm Bay?
I think he was in Orlando.
Ooh.
What a twist. Oh, poor Mike.
Oh, I love him. He's a real OG over here.
Nancy's got some strong suits. Busting doors open and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, those fucking, like, 80s, like, kiddie pools with the fucking walls and they don't stand up or anything.
We had one.
Terrible time.
We had one. I loved it.
It took forever, though. Like, it wouldn't stay upright until, like,
it until it was full, yeah. Yeah. My brother shit in one, I remember.
Hope your brother doesn't listen to
that. Let's not use that for the sensory deprivation
He
tank.
Was, like, four. Like, he was, like, 2 years old. Three.
So, you're saying 2 years ago your brother shit in a kiddie pool?
No, I said he was 2 years old.
Nah, that's what, not the way it threw me in.
That's not the way
that
heard it.
That's not the way I'm going to edit it.
I keep seeing, like, sensory deprivation tanks on Groupon, and I'm, like, curious about it, but I'm, like, I feel like I would, like, fall asleep
in it. I would have a severe anxiety attack in it, I feel like.
You're going to be like, what's your name on Absolutely Fabulous, where she falls asleep in it.
Yeah, like, that would be me. I'd be like Homer Simpson when he falls asleep in it, and then they, like, load him up into, like, a truck or something, and he ends up, like, at the fucking ocean.
No, I would definitely have a panic attack or something. Things that are supposed to be relaxing, no. Unless it's a massage.
Aww. I do like these things with her and Eleven.
Me too.
They both did such a, like, Winona Ryder.
Eleven deserved a nod, but she's still young. She has time.
Yep. I can't think of what I saw Winona Ryder in last before this. Like, I feel like Star Trek, maybe.
Yeah, I think Star Trek was the last thing I watched her in.
She's such a talented actress. Like, she just really fucked her life up.
But no one will forget when she stole from that store.
Yeah.
I think the worst is back then she said, but they gave it to me for free. And then she was like, well, I thought I always get free stuff. I can just take stuff. And it's like, you need to shut up and just admit you stole something.
Just like...
Just be like,
cop a plea bargain.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's 5 minutes before the end of the episode, someone's going to get shot.
That's about like Roswell, where the government kept on making up different stories every time, and that's why people fucking believe. Because you gave 8 billion different stories.
I want to believe.
They did, like, the government's given, like, 12 different stories for Roswell over the years, and it's like, you wonder why people don't believe what you say. We need to watch
is the salt one. To make it so that she can float in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Like in the Dead Sea.
Exactly like in the Dead Sea.
Well, that would
go
work
to the pool.
You couldn't do it in Florida because you don't have a bunch of, like, salt for the roads and stuff down
there. I'm sure Amazon could ship you some.
Yeah, but they find it at school because, like, you got salt for the road.
Yeah, they
true.
Store the rock salt.
Sam and Dean would have some.
Yeah. They wouldn't have enough for that, though. They only carry around, like, a can of Morton's or something. And then they're all like, carry out my wayward son.
Oh. Sam and Dean.
I think maybe we should watch a movie and then do, like, different first episodes of shows.
Yeah, I like that idea. I like that idea. I want to go to the pool, you guys. Look at it. It looks so relaxing.
But none of us go outside.
Didn't we go to our pool here once and, like, nobody went in?
Yeah, because I was studying for my anatomy test.
And I don't...
No,
I don't wear shorts.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
She got hurt her legs and I do.
I don't like to shave. Because I don't like to wear shorts.
Yeah, but nobody cares. You can wear what you want to wear. You're an American.
Yeah. I don't care if you shave your legs.
I don't care either.
They are hairy.
They're hairy.
Mine,
I just don't like to shave.
I don't care.
I mean,
I wear jeans all the time.
Exactly. Who cares?
And I'm cursed with I have really dark hair.
See, I'm lucky I have blonde hair, so if I don't shave my legs, unless you're really, like, in the sun, you know how I, like...
Yeah, it's, like, shiny.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, gosh.
See, both of my sisters have really light hair, but, like, me and my parents have really dark hair.
One of my friends...
Oh, curious.
Shut up.
No, CC's the mailman's kid, not Mar.
Edit that out.
I'll think about it.
Oh, 11's in the...
You know, you should actually listen to your podcast you're in, because you never know if I edit shit out or not.
I got deniability.
I operate under the assumption that no one listens, so I'm safe, but...
Same.
Doesn't your mom listen, though? Didn't you say she did?
Sometimes.
She likes you, Brian.
But I don't know, so I'm not gonna... I'm gonna pretend she doesn't.
By the way, I love Tina's mom's cooking. Best in the world.
Oh man, worry, Barb's dead.
When you get your tea.
Now we know for sure
we'll have party chicken.
Party chicken!
Is Barb okay?
Barb is DEE.
Is she okay?
You know.
Now she's just stuck in blackness.
It's just sad.
God.
Aw, Nancy deserves to feel a momentous amount of guilt. For being a shit right. friend.
I saw online somebody made these, like, prayer candles, and they had Barb, and it looked like a saint and stuff. And then underneath it was like, is that a new bra?
Oh, my God.
And I really wanted to buy them, but they were, like, $12 a piece. So I was like,
not that bad, though.
Like, I can make that with some Mod Podge.
That's true.
Let's steal it.
Just like those, catnip toys that you just were like, I can make these.
I still have the Charmander cut out. I haven't sewn them together.
I'm fucking dead.
A little fort. It's all creepy and shit. We used to have a fort in the woods like that.
You would.
Built of junk.
See, we used to have, like, these woods in our neighborhood, and I would, like, we would go adventure there, and some of them had forts there.
Now they're all houses.
No, it's so sad.
Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of
ticky-tacky.
You're telling him.
That's what we should watch.
She found weeds.
For
dead hoes tell no tales.
As weeds goes on, I progressively just want to say... Kill Nancy, kill Nancy,
dude,
kill
same,
Nancy.
Same.
I fucking hate Nancy Botwin.
I hate her so much.
At least at the end of Breaking Bad, Walt is like, I did it for me, you know? Like, she never once admits she did it for her. She's always like, I do it for my kids and stuff. And it's like, girl, you do not.
Yeah. I mean, Walt was unlikable, but Walt was, like, that's what I mean. Like, if you're an upfront asshole, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you're an asshole, but you're upfront. Don't pretend like you're doing it for the good of it.
I loved everybody else on that show but fucking Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite, though, was that guy Guillermo. Like the...
No, I
the
like
guy
the
that
guy,
worked for the Mexican
I like the guy.
I loved him.
I like
I
the guy
him.
That killed U-Turn.
Oh my god, yeah.
Because U-Turn had asthma.
Fucking suffocated him with, like, his fat arm.
So U-Turn was having an asthma attack.
And when they did the drive-by in the Prius, like, that shit was golden. But wait, we're talking about Stranger Things, not weeds.
I know, what is wrong with us tonight?
Tonight?
I mean, more than usual.
This podcast is so tangential, it's like an explosion.
Tan what?
Listen, you fuckhead.
Tan what?
I'm gonna tan up this bottle of grass if you don't shut the fuck up.
Well, that went downhill fast.
Joyce!
Or uphill.
We gotta go! We're getting close to, like, their final showdown, because
yeah,
don't they
are.
Have it at the school?
Is it in the next episode?
I think so.
Is the next episode the last one?
I think so. Now you know Barb's dead and it's all your fault.
I hope you feel really rotten.
Poor Barb. Poor Barb.
Your mom and Hopper are just walking in there like bait. That fail, excuse me, is still in there. We can't just sit here and forget that too.
You still want to try that?
Barb had the strongest side-eye game of, like, anyone.
Dude, she really did. I loved her. I just could relate to her, you know?
Definitely.
I felt so sad for her. Like, her whole existence on the show was to be Nancy's little sidekick, and then she didn't get any, like, boys. Nobody liked her. They gave her a stupid haircut. And then they killed her. Like, it's just all unfair. It's just so illogical. I don't even remember what's going on.
Don't move!
Huh?
They're getting picked up by the government.
For real.
It's the popo.
I smell pork.
Big head.
As my dad always says.
It's big head! Oh, poor Will in the Upside Down.
Oh.
Hiding in his little fort.
Thank you.
Should I stay or should I go now?
We're gonna play a song at Tina's funeral.
What?
I'll be dead, I won't care.
That shit got morbid all of a sudden, Brian.
Like, why am I dying?
Everybody dies. It's life.
Okay, house.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Well, that was episode 7. Or was it 7?
7?
It was.
Shouldn't there have been 11 episodes of this show?
Shut up with the 11.
I kind of hope they don't make it more.
Ugh. And that's the way to end this episode.
Life's a foolish game. Do you ever feel the same? Maybe we could change. Turn the ship another way. Into those jagged cliffs. Game. Do you ever feel the same?